all of our great issues are eventually settled in a courtroom.
People take pride in their courthouse.
That fabric of justice is passed down through generations.
We don't really know how to deal with the future unless we understand what's happened before.
It's an agricultural community, but also it's an industrial community. In many respects, we are an average American community in an average American state.
Van Wert County seems to be a typical American rural county, but if you dare to examine further, you will find an array of hidden treasures, starting with the formation of the county in the 1820s.
Well, the county was one of the last counties to settle in the state of Ohio because we are on the edge of something called the Black Swamp.
The Great Black Swamp, which was the remnants of Lake Erie. I'm told that the Indians didn't even go through it. And so it wasn't until the time that they started using drainage tile and draining off the waters that it actually became inhabitable.
With a little further digging, the people of Van Wert County uncovered a valuable resource, farmland.
And of course, we're now a major farming community. We're pretty proud of how good our farmers are here.
Much like the formation of the county, the present courthouse has many hidden gems.
The first big thing that you see when you start approaching the city is this very grand, magnificent structure.
I think it's a source of pride for our community that they have developed and maintained this building. There's an understanding that this building is a gem.
If you look at our courthouse from a distance, you see the Berea stone around the bottom. That's all painted a dark gray. Then there's a very lighter gray that they use for the corners and in the trim spots. And you, like I say, you think they're marble, but...
These corners on this building are not stone. They're metal shaped like stone. The corners are all metal. Up on the corners, the stone inside of it, but metal on the corners.
In the 1870s, people were starting to use galvanized steel, but they didn't know for sure of the longevity of it. It's a pretty good keeper, but a lot of our corner pieces and metal have had to be repainted just because they don't stand for hundreds of years. It's a very compelling effect. It looks very rich and very ornate. We're very proud of it.
Keeping your eyes fixed on the exterior of the building, you might notice something uncommon.
Our Lady of Justice, she does not have a blindfold. And that is typical of any other time that you see someone who represents justice, they need to be blindfolded so their judgment cannot be swayed by how someone good someone looks or how bad someone looks.
Lady Justice was in a exhibition at the World's Fair in 1876 in Philadelphia, and it won first place. After that, it made this tour around the country so people could look at it. And how it ended up in Van Wert, I don't know for sure. But it was a good thing it did. The first year it was there, the scales fell out of her hands, and nobody knows what happened to them. In the early 60s, some people from Van Wert High School students redid those scales and put them back up there, you know, almost 100 years later.
When looking around the grounds of the courthouse, this little white building might go unnoticed.
The little white building? That's called the Veterans Chapel. And if you go in there, it has a picture of every person who ever served in the military from Van Wert County. There are Civil War and World War I pictures. My picture's in there. My kids' pictures are in there.
There's a lot of history here and a lot of pride in our young men who served and gave the ultimate sacrifice to protect our nation.
Moving inside Van Wert County's fifth courthouse, which was built in 1876, you can witness one of the county's biggest and best kept secrets.
I just think it's a treasure that we have.
Because it's beautiful. You'll never see anything quite like it.
I think it's a work of art.
It's a really impressive display.
When they built the place in the 1870s, they built this dome. And you wonder how they could even do it in those days, you know. Well, over time, that dome started to disintegrate. Some of the glass would fall out of it. So in the 50s, rather than fix it, they just decided to put in a drop ceiling. So they put in this drop ceiling, covered that dome up. My predecessor, Judge Sumner Walters, decided that would be a great project if we could restore that.
When Judge Steele was able to enact what Judge Walters started with the restoration of this building, this dome was able to be restored.
When we had a grand opening of this restoration, it was a Sunday afternoon, and it was a rainy day, cold, dismal outside. We didn't expect that we'd have 100 people. And for 2 hours, there were a jam-packed line of this whole place to see this. And to me, that just told volumes of how important it was to them. They came out at a time when they wouldn't want to go on out of their houses, but they came up here to see this. Bringing that history back here, that was covered up from 1951 to 2012. And then to see it again is amazing.
There is another amazing treasure that is not visible to the public eye, which can be found in the treasurer's office.
We're standing next to the vault, which is original to the building, hand-painted and still in function and use today. This here is an original Mosler safe from Hamilton, Ohio. It was craned into the front of the Vanderbilt County Courthouse in 1897. When we typically think about safes and vaults, we think about the dials and the numbers on how we open it. What's unique about the time period when this was created, there's once we open it up, we actually have to hand crank it open.
By simply looking closer, you can see why the Van Wert County Courthouse is treasured.
I was a lawyer for 15 years before I was a judge, and in here 18 years and worked in here. So it's kind of like my home. I don't know if I've ever been in another county courtroom that's nicer than this one.
It is kind of amazing when you think the architecture, the design, the scope of the project was completed in such a short period of time, but also for a grand cost of about $110,000. You could even build a home for that, but when you think of $110,000, and I have no idea what it would cost to replace the structure. For some reason, it burned down, or earthquake, or whatever, it'd be millions of dollars, and you never would actually recreate it.
Life happens in here. A functioning justice system, which is really just a professional, lawful resolution of disputes and due process in criminal cases, which makes our nation different than other nations, is critical to the way we live.